Deus in adiutorium meum intente. Domine ad adiuvantum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
O Jesus, you have set apart these 40 days for abstinence, and you decreed a Lenten fast to heal and save our mind and heart. Now come, be present to your church. Be near and aid our penitence as we bow down before you, Lord, and beg you wash away our sins. Remit and pardon with your grace misdeeds from which we turn aside. From future perils keep us safe by your most meek and gentle guard, that filled with sorrow for our sins and cleansed by yearly penitence, we may press on to celebrate the Paschal feast with worthy praise. Let all your works adore you, Lord, O merciful and triune God. Renewed by pardon, let us sing a new song to your holy name. Amen. I cried to you, Lord, and you healed me. I will praise you forever. I will praise you, Lord, you have rescued me and have not let my enemies rejoice over me. O Lord, I cried to you for help, and you, my God, have healed me. O Lord, you have raised my soul from the dead, restored me to life from those who sink into the grave. Sing psalms to the Lord, you who love him. Give thanks to his holy name. His anger lasts but a moment, his favor through life. At night there are tears, but joy comes with dawn. I said to myself in my good fortune, nothing will ever disturb me. Your favor had set me on a mountain fastness. Then you hid your face and I was put to confusion. To you, Lord, I cried. To my God I made appeal. What profit would my death be, my going to the grave? Can dust give you praise or proclaim your truth? The Lord listened and had pity. The Lord came to my help. For me you have changed my mourning into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy. So my soul sings psalms to you unceasingly. O Lord, my God, I will thank you forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I cried to you, Lord, and you healed me. I will praise you forever. The one who is sinless in the eyes of God is blessed indeed. Happy the man whose offense is forgiven, whose sin is remitted. O happy the man to whom the Lord imputes no guilt, in whose spirit is no guile. I kept it secret and my frame was wasted. I groaned all the day long, for night and day your hand was heavy upon me. Indeed my strength was dried up as by the summer's heat. But now I have acknowledged my sins, my guilt I did not hide. I said I will confess my offense to the Lord. And you, Lord, have forgiven the guilt of my sin. So let every good man pray to you in the time of need. The floods of water may reach high, but him they shall not reach. You are my hiding place, O Lord. You save me from distress. You surround me with cries of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. I will give you counsel with my eye upon you. Be not like horse and mule unintelligent, needing bridle and bit, else they will not approach you. Many sorrows has the wicked, but you trust in the Lord. Loving mercy surrounds him. Rejoice, rejoice in the Lord. Exult, you just. O come, ring out your joy, all you upright of heart. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The one who is sinless in the eyes of God is blessed indeed. The Father has given Christ all power, honor, and kingship. All people will obey him. We praise you, the Lord God Almighty, who is and who was. You have assumed your great power. You have begun your reign. The nations have raged in anger, but then came your day of wrath and the moment to judge the dead. The time to reward your servants, the prophets, and the holy ones who revere you, the great and the small alike. Now have salvation and power come, the reign of our God and the authority of his anointed one. For the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who night and day accused them before God. They defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. So rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell therein. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Father has given Christ all power, honor, and kingship. All people will obey him. Jesus died outside the gate to sanctify the people by his own blood. Let us go out to him outside the camp, bearing the insult which he bore. From here we have no lasting city. We are seeking one which is to come. Through him let us continually offer God a sacrifice of praise. That is the fruit of lips which acknowledge his name. To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy.
To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy.
Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you.
I make my prayer for mercy.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy.
You are not yet 50 years old. How can you have seen Abraham? In very truth I tell you, before Abraham was, I am. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue. Ecce enim ex hoc beatam me dicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordieus a progenie in progenies dimensibus eum, fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordis sui, deposuit potentes de sete, et exaltavit humiles. Exurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit inanes. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae. Sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. You are not yet 50 years old. How can you have seen Abraham? In very truth I tell you, before Abraham was, I am. Christ the Lord gave us a new commandment of love for each other. Let us pray to him. Lord, build up your people in love. Good Master, teach us to love you in our neighbor and in serving them to serve you. On the cross you asked pardon for your executioners. Give us strength to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us. Through the mystery of your body and blood, deepen our love, our perseverance, and our trust. Strengthen the weak, console the sorrowful, and give hope to the dying. Light of the world, you gave light to the man born blind when he had washed in the pool of Siloam. Enlighten catechumens through the water of baptism and the word of life. Give to the dead the perfect joy of your eternal love, and number us also among your chosen ones.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Be near, O Lord, to those who plead before you. and look kindly on those who place their hope in your mercy, that cleansed from the stain of their sins, they may persevere in holy living, they may persevere in holy living, and be made full heirs of your promise. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.